In the world of branding and website design, aesthetics are important, but not only for the sake of making you look good. They must always serve a purpose beyond mere visual appeal. And this is why, and not many people consider this, your design choices should be strategic, aligning closely with your business goals to maximize their impact. Welcome to the Creativa Podcast, our resource hub for women in business looking to elevate their brands and websites. Join us as we dive deep into the world of branding and website design, offering valuable insights, tips, and strategies tailored specifically for women entrepreneurs and leaders. In every episode, we'll bring you audio versions of our latest blog posts and weekly newsletters. Whether you are starting your business or you've been in business for a while, our podcast will give you practical advice and inspiration to transform your online presence. I am your host, Maribel Aburto, CEO and co-founder at Creativa Design Studio. Thank you so much for being here. And this is a topic we put on the table on every project we take on, whether it is designing a logo or marketing materials, crafting a brand identity, or planning a website. You have probably heard that attention spans are fleeting and consumer expectations are constantly evolving. Here is where design serves as a powerful tool for businesses to convey their message, establishing their identity, and drive desired actions. While eye-catching visuals may initially attract your clients' attentions, the true value of design lies in its ability to effectively communicate your brand's values, your offerings, and unique selling points while guiding users towards a specific outcome. So design optimization is not merely about making things look prettier. It's about crafting experiences that resonate with your target audience, creating an emotional response, and ultimately drive them to take action in alignment with your business goals. Whether your objective is to increase sales, generate leads, boost brand awareness, or enhance user engagement, every design element should be meticulously crafted to support these objectives. To achieve this synergy between design and business goals, here are five essential tips to ensure that your design optimization leads you toward success. Okay, so let's jump into the number one, which is define clear objectives. Before diving into the design process, it is important to have a very clear understanding of your business goals. We know that having clear and measurable goals are crucial. They help us define our processes, increase performance, they motivate us to show up, and they help us to grow our business and much more. Having clear goals means that we know what we want to accomplish for ourselves and our businesses. No matter if they are big or small, we all have a vision of what we want our businesses to look like in the short term or the long term. And that vision becomes our guiding North Star. Now, why clear objectives matter? A, alignment. Defining clear objectives ensures that your design efforts are aligned with the overarching goals of your business. Whether you aim to increase your sales, improve your brand perception, or drive website traffic, every design element should serve to advance these objectives. B, focus. Clear objectives help you cut through the noise and focus on what truly matters. By clearly set out your priorities, you can avoid distractions and allocate resources, whether it's time, budget, or creative resources, towards initiatives that directly contribute to your desired outcomes. C, accountability. If you have clear objectives, this creates accountability within your team and your business. When everyone is aligned on the same goals, it becomes easier to assess individual contributions, identify areas of improvements, and celebrate those successes. And D, adaptability. Priorities can shift. and market conditions can change rapidly. Clear objectives provide a framework for adaptability, allowing you to recalibrate your design strategy in response to evolving circumstances while staying true to your business goals. Now let's go to number two, which is know your audience. Design optimization begins with a deep understanding of your target audience. Research their demographics, their preferences, and behavior to create design that resonates with them. By aligning your design with the needs and preferences of your audience, you increase the likelihood of achieving your business goals. Now, why knowing your audience matters? A, you can create tailored messaging. Understanding your audience allows you to speak their language and tailor your messaging to resonate with their interests, their preferences, and their pain points. If you craft messages that speak directly to their needs, their desires, and aspirations, you can establish a deeper emotional connection and foster brand loyalty. B, empathy. Empathy is at the core of effective design. By putting yourself in your audience's shoes and seeing the world through their eyes, you can gain valuable insight into their motivations, their challenges, and their aspirations. This empathy enables you to design experiences that are intuitive, empathetic, and user-centric, and ultimately driving greater satisfaction and loyalty. C, targeted marketing. Understanding your audience again helps you divide your market efficiently and customize your marketing efforts. By understanding the demographics and behaviors of your audience, you can optimize your marketing efforts to reach the right people with the right message at the right time. And D, competitive advantage. No matter your industry, knowing your audience can give you a competitive advantage, for sure. If you understand what sets your audience apart from your competitors' audiences, you can identify untapped opportunities, differentiate your brand, and carve out a unique position in the market for your business. Now, number three, maintain consistent branding. This is so, so important because consistency is key to building brand recognition and trust. So make sure that your design elements, such as your logos, your color palettes, your typography, and imagery, are consistent across all platforms and channels. Consistent branding fosters familiarity and reinforces your brand identity, ultimately contributing to achieving your business goals. Now, why consistent branding matters? A, you have brand recognition. Consistent branding creates a cohesive visual identity that makes your brand instantly recognizable. Whether a customer encounters your logo on your website, on your social media profiles, or marketing materials, consistency reinforces your brand presence in their minds, enhancing recall and recognition. B, trust and credibility. Consistency builds trust. When your brand maintains a uniform look, feel, and tone across all the touch points, it conveys professionalism, reliability, and authenticity. Customers are more likely to trust and engage with brands that exhibit consistency in their messaging and their visuals. C, brand loyalty. Consistent branding fosters a sense of familiarity and belonging among your audience. When customers consistently encounter the same brand elements, like your logo, your colors, your typography, they develop a stronger affinity for your brand, leading to increased loyalty and repeat business. D, differentiation. In a crowded marketplace, consistency can help your brand stand out from the competition. By maintaining a distinct and consistent brand identity, you differentiate yourself from the competitors and carve out a unique position in the mind of your customers. Number four, prioritize user experience or UX. Ensuring a positive user experience is crucial for driving sales and achieving your business objectives. UX refers to the overall experience that users have when interacting with your website or your brand in general. This includes factors such as how easy it is to use, the accessibility, and the overall satisfaction with your brand or your website. To improve UX, focus on creating designs with easy navigation, clear interfaces, and fast loading times. These elements make it easier for users to find what they need and complete any desired action that you want. This could be making a purchase, filling out a form, booking a call, etc. Now, why prioritizing user experience matters? A, it enhances engagement. When users have a great time using your brand or your website, they are more likely to stick around and explore. So focus on making things easy to find with clear menus, organized content, and fun features. That way, users will keep coming back for more great experiences with your brand. B, increase conversions. When your website is designed just right, it helps users smoothly move from browsing to taking action. Like again, buying something, filling out forms, or signing up for your newsletters. If you make things easy for them, you'll see more people taking actions and boosting your business results. C, customer satisfaction. If your brand and website are a breeze to use and looks great, it makes customers happy and keeps them coming back. Easy to use stuff that meets their needs makes people feel good about your brand, so they are more likely to stick around and come back for more. D, your brand reputation. The experience that users have with your website says a lot about your brand. When it's smooth and easy to use, it shows you are professional, reliable, and trustworthy. That positive experience boosts your brand reputation and makes people trust you more. Number 5, track and analyze the performance. Design optimization is an ongoing process that requires continuous evaluation and refinement. So set up analytics tools to track your user behaviors, your conversion rates, and any other relevant information. Then look at the data. It will give you great insight into what elements of your designs are working well and where improvements can be made. Use this feedback to optimize your design and align it to your business goals. So why tracking and analyzing matters? A, data-driven insights. Keeping an eye on how people use your website or your brand online gives you super helpful information. If you look at things like how many people visit, how they engage with your website, and if they buy your stuff, you can spot trends and see where you can make things even better. B, optimization opportunities. Looking at the data shows you where your design might not be working so well for the users. When you find a spot where things slow down or get a bit tricky, you can focus on fixing them first. Making these improvements helps make users happier and gets you your better results at the end. C, continuous improvement. Keeping track of how things are going helps create a vibe of always getting better. You use this info, the info you gather, to tweak and improve your designs bit by bit. By keeping an eye on how things are doing regularly, you can spot new trends, maybe try out new ideas, or keep up your design ahead of the game. And D, accountability and alignment. If you look at your performance data, it will give you a great idea on how well your design work is doing. And when you set clear goals and keep an eye on the process, you can keep making sure that everyone in your team is doing their part and staying focused on the big picture goals of the business. So in conclusion, effective design optimization goes beyond aesthetics and making things look pretty. It's about strategically aligning your design with your business objectives to drive meaningful results. By following these 5 tips, you can create designs that not only captivate your audience, but also helps you reach your business goals. So whether you are just starting out on your business, you're a solopreneur, or you're looking to take your established business to the next level, remember the importance of aligning your design efforts to the real objectives of your business. Because in the world of business, your goals are everything. And your designs are key to connect with your audience, to build trust and engage with your ideal client. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Creativa podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and insightful. If you love this episode, please leave us a review and hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss future episodes. Plus, it will help us reach more people just like you. If you're ready to transform your business branding and website with a dedicated partner by your side, click the link on the show notes below to get started, or you can visit our website at wearecreativa.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Creativa podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode.